New comedy, Alice.
You busy?
No, you want to dance?
Hiya, Flo.
So far this week, I've been offered candy bars and nylons.
Starring Linda Lavin as Alice.
Next Monday, on its new Night in Time, can Alice and the gang face the music?
And someday I'll be just as good a cellist as I am a waitress.
Alice, coming to Mondays at 9, 8 Central and Mountain.
This is CBS.
We will return to John Wayne and James Stewart in The Shootist.
Sunday, it's 60 Minutes. Then, Archie Bunker's Place adds a restaurant, but...
We are broke!
And on One Day at a Time, the newlyweds move in and the honeymoon is really over. Next...
You're fired!
Alice has to outflow Flo. Then, on The Jeffersons...
I'm gonna blast the first person who takes a step toward me.
The killer rabbit attacks. Next, Trapper John and Gonzo risk their jobs by hiring a nurse who's an ex-con. Great entertainment, Sunday.
Tomorrow on CBS.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Genie, the Tenors, and Mel Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Sunday, everybody, and welcome back to Sitcom, All Ye Faithful. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is day 17, December 17th, 2023. It's Sunday, and I'm outside again in my yard podcasting to you, the world, about Christmas sitcoms for the 17th day in a row. I'm here talking to you about a Christmas sitcom episode. And today I went back and watched a show that it's another show that I, for me, doesn't get the fanfare that I feel like, I'm not saying it deserves, but it doesn't get the, like, the accolades. And yet it is a show that I remember being very popular, when I was a lad. It was on before I was born. It was on. So season four, I watched a season four, episode 11 episode of this show today. So that means it probably started either right before I was born or when I was born. This episode aired December 23rd, 1979. So in my lifetime, it would mean that it was the last, this would be the last Christmas of the house that my family first lived in when I was born. And right before, maybe weeks before, we moved in to the house that I basically grew up in. The house that I was in up all the way through, you know, when I turned from a boy to a man, back into a man child, all within the range of that house before I got married. By the way, the show I'm talking about, Alice. There's a new girl in town. Every time I say Alice, I feel like I have to sing the song. But this show, I remember being a big deal for Alice, Mel's Diner, and Flo Kiss My Grits. She doesn't say Kiss My Grits in this episode. Flo got her own show. That's how big and popular she was. Oh, my God. Sorry. Right now, as I'm talking to you, there's a turkey. I can see him in the woods. He's waddling along. He seems to be alone, but they're never alone. There is this, like, gang of turkeys that are in our neighborhood. There are five of them. And they're brazen. And they're always walking around. I think there's definitely more than one. I think it's the gang of five. Yeah. But they're walking away. They know they're on my turf. And when I'm here talking sitcoms, I don't need no turkeys around here. Yeah, keep walking. Keep walking, guys. Yeah. Ooh, I think one of them noticed me. No problem here. No problem here, sir. So it was a big deal. Flo went on and had her own show. And I think I also loved it because there was a character on it named Mel, and that's my dad's name. And I don't know if I knew a lot of Mels. I knew my grandfather. I knew my father. And thank God my father didn't name me Melvin or my brother Melvin. But no offense, Dad. You wear it well. But, you know, maybe in the 80s there weren't a lot of Melvins growing up. But Mel and Mel's Diner, Vic Tayback, and kind of reminded me of my grandfather a little, like the face and my dad. You know, they weren't like, maybe I thought all Mel's looked like this, but it was a show. Alice was a show that was based on a movie. I don't know if the movie was based on a book or anything like that, but it was like, what, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And it's kind of same similar situation where a woman's a widow and she and her son move across the country and work at a diner. And work at Mel's Diner. And what I didn't realize until this morning, until I looked it up, is that Vic Tayback played Mel in the movie and in the TV show. Now, to me, it's just a TV show. Like, there's no connection to the movie at all. Like, some TV shows are, you know, so connected to the movie. Like, you think the movie, oh, yeah, and they made a TV show about it that was pretty popular. But for me, now I don't know, maybe in the 70s it was different, but for me, seeing Alice as, I just saw Alice as its own thing. Linda Lavin, didn't she sing the theme song? There's a new girl in town. Sorry, I can't help myself. But there was a flow in the show. I don't know if there was a Vera who was really kind of a nincompoop. I don't know what else to call her, but she was the comic relief out of all of the waitresses. So that's the basis of a show. A widow moves across the country, becomes a waitress at a diner, starting a new life. She's the new girl in town, and she's feeling good. And she's supporting her son. She's a single mom, and she's around some colorful characters like Flo, Vera, and Mel. Kiss My Grits, Flo, but she didn't say it in this episode. But she did get very horny in this episode, and she did make out with some random truckers. So we got that out of her, at least. The basis of this episode, it is Christmas time and things are tight. You know, money's going, like, prices are more expensive than ever. And this is 44 years ago. They're talking about price hikes and everything. You know, some things do not change. So they decide that they are going to, keep things tight this year, and everyone's going to buy one gift for someone. So Alice is going to buy one gift for her son, Tommy. Tommy's going to buy one gift for her mom, Alice, which I don't know why Flo decided what the family was buying each other, but okay. Flo would buy something for Vera. Vera would buy something for Flo, but then that would leave Mel, and Mel's like, I'm going to buy something for myself. I'm going to buy myself. I'm saving up for a color TV. Vic Tayback was awesome. He's just a very, like, his voice, the way he was, like, mean, but not, he was just more curmudgeon-y than he was mean. Like, at one point, he's like, you're going to get, fa-la-la-la-la, get fired. Who wants to get fired? And they're all laughing at him. it's like, 'tis the season to be stingy. He's like, 'tis the season to get fired. And they all laugh at him. Ha, ha, ha. But he's basically going to buy something for himself, I guess, because he's going to be alone on Christmas. His girlfriend, I think they said, was going to spend time with her parents instead of him. He's like, can you believe it? And they're like, yeah, we can believe it. We can believe it, Mel. So this... it's funny, when I looked up, I was like, wow, this kind of reminds me of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. because they're each buying something for each other, and they have to sacrifice something for each other to buy something for each other. And then I realized, oh, it all goes back to O. Henry's Gift of the Magi, which this is all based on, which, of course, this episode's called the Mel the Magi. So there it's kind of – they know that they're, what they're doing with this. So what happens is because money is tight, apparently being a waitress in a diner isn't enough to, you know – support lots of gifts, and maybe Mel doesn't pay them enough also. It's kind of Mel comes through at the end, but at the same time, maybe Mel paid them a little more so they don't have to do what they did. Everyone ends up selling something so they can buy something for each other. So we first find out that Tommy sells his guitar so he can buy his mom a silver cream tray, like a creamer that she can have with her silver coffee pot. But then we find out that Alice buys a guitar case for the kid who just sold his guitar to buy the creamer. And what does she sell? Her silver coffee pot. The same, very same thing that Tommy bought the creamer for. Then, it doesn't end there. We find out that Vera Vera sold her record player so that she could buy a nice frame for Flo's favorite black velvet photo painting of Johnny Cash. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what? Flo sold that very painting so she could buy what? She could buy Vera paintings. I mean, she could buy Vera records. Records. Records that she can't play anymore because she just sold her friggin' record player. Oh, my goodness gracious. And who finds all this out? I think what's the guy's name? Henry? Which I think is just funny. There's a character on the show. I remember this actor, and I don't know if he is there all the time, but he just kind of, he definitely was on the show. I would say he was on the show more than once, but he was best known for a Mad, 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 Mad World. I mean, this is like a character actor who's been in all kinds of things. I don't know how many episodes of Alice he was on, but damn it, I'm going to find out right now. Beep, 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 beep. We're going back on IMDb. He was on an episode of MacGyver. He was a regular, basically. Not a semi-regular. He was in 82 episodes of Alice, which ran for 202 episodes, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why I tell you, it was a big deal, even though I don't feel like it gets the accolades today that it would have, you know, maybe 20 years ago. So he hears all this, and he kind of talks like this, not quite like Woody Allen, but kind of like, oh, this, you know, that's the way he's just a very quiet man. And but he's excited because his girlfriend or his partner is angry because he left her hanging with Christmas lights. So he's spending Christmas alone. So he's going to spend Christmas with all of them, too. And he ends up talking to Mel. And ends up kind of explaining everything that happens. And instead of Mel going, oh, no, this is a disaster that everyone sold everything to buy something for everything for everyone, Mel goes, ha, 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 this is going to be a great Christmas. So you think Mel's going to be kind of mean about it. In fact, he didn't want to have the party at the diner at all. They decided they're all going to have a party at the diner. He didn't want it at all because he ends up doing all the work and paying for everything. They said, nope, we'll provide the food. We'll do the cooking. All you have to do is get the tree. He gets the tree, and also staying with them are a couple truckers who are just kind of stranded there through New Year's. So Flo's excited because she is horned up for both of these guys, and at least she gets her meat hooks on one of them. So they're hanging out too. And, I mean, if you're Tommy, you're like, oh, I get to spend my Christmas Eve at a diner. Okay, I guess that's cool. But at least he gets to spend it with his mom and his mom's friends. So there's that. Christmas Eve comes, and they kind of start planting these seeds. It's like Chekhov's electrical wiring. You know, don't introduce the electrical wiring in the first act if it doesn't come into play in the third act. And what happens at the diner on Christmas Eve? You know, they talk about a burglar alarm goes off, and they're like, "Oh, Mel's cheap, and he's doing the wiring himself." Then that's why the burglar alarm went off. And then on Christmas Eve, they plug in the Christmas tree, and boom, all the wiring goes up, and the tree goes out, and all the lights go out. They're in the pitch dark. They're trying to make the best of it, singing Christmas carols. And Mel's like, ah, I'm not standing with this. So he gets on the phone. He's yelling at electricians, trying to get electricians. And finally, he's like, I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore. I'm out of here. So he leaves. And then this guy shows up. He's like, hey, I heard you needed help. He's dressed up completely as Santa. He's like, I'm here to help you. I know you need help. Oh, great. Come on in the back. and you can help us out. So Vera assumes this is the real Santa Claus. This is where I said Vera has like the mind of a child in this episode. Maybe she always does. I know she was silly and she's supposed to be like the ditz. And that was very much a thing in those older sitcoms where you had the one real ditzy ditz. And she was there. And she, I mean, she was very funny. She's talking to Santa and she's like explaining to him, like, you know, when I was back in the 50s, I was supposed to get a Barbie doll, but I got a glove. And I think this kid down the street who has a similar name to me, he might have got the Barbie. Do you think you made that mistake? And the guy's like, lady, I think you had too much eggnog. And he's just fixing the wiring. And she's like, you know what? Actually, Vera, I could have made that mistake. That could have happened. She's like, oh, thank you. You know, because she realized she's talking to the real Santa. So this guy comes out and goes, ho, 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 everybody. The lights are back on. He fixes everything. He goes, here's my bill. He puts it in the order. You know that round thing that diners have where you put the slip in and they spin them around? He put it there. He goes, I'll leave this here, and I'll let myself out through the back. Merry Christmas. So they go out the back, and then Tommy's like, well, now the lights are on. Let's get the gifts open. So he goes out in the back, and all the gifts are gone. And like, oh my God, all the gifts are gone. I knew it. That's Santa. He's a thief. He's a thief. So, and Vera's like, no, Santa wouldn't steal from us. Vera calls the cops, and she knows the cops. She goes, I know I'm not supposed to bother you at work, but this is official business. And she starts explaining, we were robbed by a man in a red suit with a cherry nose and a white beard. Yes, I know who I'm describing, but that's him. That's who stole it. So the cops start bringing in a few Santa Clauses. They're like, well, it wasn't us. They're like, oh, come on. Why don't you stay and have Christmas with us? Fine, okay. Then they bring in a third Santa Claus, and they're like, those are our gifts. We found them. But it wasn't the guy that we saw before. It was Mel. Mel dressed as Santa. Like, what are you doing, Mel? Why'd you take the gifts? I wasn't stealing the gifts. I was trying to surprise you all. So he hands all the gifts out, and Tommy opens his guitar case that his mom got him, and his guitar is back. Then Alice opens up her gift and finds that she's got the creamer and the silver cup and the silver coffee pot. Flo opens up her gift and she sees a frame. And what's inside the frame? Freaking Johnny Cash painting. And last but not least, Vera got her record player back and now she has new records to play with it, to use on it. Mel went and bought all the gifts that they hawked at the pawn shop. This pawn shop must be like, they must make all this money on local waitresses. He went and got it all back so they could all have all their things together. And they're like, oh, Mel, you're the best. He's like, yes, I am, aren't I? And they're like, well, then who was that? That other guy didn't steal it? No. Well, I don't know. Who was it? Maybe there's something on his bill that gives us a clue. They open the bill and it says, no charge, Merry Christmas. And Vera thought, oh, my God, it really is Santa. And she's got a big smile on her face. And it was one of those Christmas little magical things. And that's the end of the episode. Overall, this was a very enjoyable episode. Now, how I watched it wasn't the greatest. I found some version online that looks like it was digitized off of VHS, off of someone recording it off an old TNN. The Nashville Network. I think before it became the National Network. Remember they tried that? Do you guys remember the Nashville Network? Then it became the National Network. Then it became Spike. Then it just went away. I don't think it's anything now. But it was an old TNN transfer that let's just say I found, okay? Because I went to Apple and it was like, you have to buy the whole season. I'm like, what now? Or Google. One of them was like, you had to buy the whole season. I said, I'm interested in watching this. I'm not that interested. So, but I was able to, you know, still watch it, still enjoy it. It just was like watching, you know, a very old, bad copy of it. But it didn't take away from the magical Christmas magistry. I don't know if magistry is the right word, but magic is the right word. And it was definitely some Christmas magic, some holiday cheer. It kind of had everything. It had gift giving between friends, Christmas time between friends and family, and a little Christmas magic with some Santa Claus in it. All in all, big win for watching this episode. I'm very pleased that I did. And I am very, like, I had Alice written down and I was like, okay, it's got to be on Tubi. It's got to be on Pluto. It's got to be on Freevee. It's got to be on something. Nope. But I am very, I'm tickled. I'm Christmas tickled. I don't even know if that makes sense. And now I'm starting to get cold. Folks, it is chilly out here again. Still no snow on the ground, but I'm got to blow into my hand because it's so cold. Just to give you a quick update, Charlie Brown Christmas that we went to yesterday, that was so much fun. So much fun. It was, you know, I feel like they added some Christmas carols in there because they needed to lengthen this out to like over an hour. There was a little intermission, maybe about an hour and 20 minutes total. The guy who played Snoopy was flipping and doing jumps and all these kind of things really good. Like the dancing was good. The song, the music was good. And, you know, they tied it into the cartoon, like with the characters and even the band were the characters in the show. Like the guy playing the piano was Schroeder. Guy playing the bass was Pigpen. And I think Peppermint Patty was on the drums. So all in all, if you like Charlie Brown and Charlie Brown Christmas, this was a lot of fun. And we were able to bring our friend's daughter. She had a good time. She is 9 or 10 or in that range. What was kind of cool is, like, again, this is the magic of Christmas. So my mother loves to knit and crochet and stuff, and she's really good at it. And someone got her this little kit. It's like, oh, maybe you like knitting this. And my mother's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And I have to figure someone to, you know, I want to give it to someone. She doesn't, like, usually sell things. Sometimes she does. But mostly she likes to just knit things and give them away. So this little kit was a Charlie Brown and a Snoopy. And at the same time, we're like, oh, well, you know what? We're going to see a Charlie Brown Christmas. And it just worked out perfectly. My mother was able to give these little dolls to our friend's daughter. She brought them with her in a little purse to the show. So it was all in all just a wonderful Christmas day. And then it ended with a Friendly's, dinner at Friendly's. If you don't know Friendly's, it's an ice cream burger place that when I was a kid were all over the place. Now there's like one in our area. But I wonder if Friendly's ice cream is still sold all over the place. I still feel like it's a Northeastern thing. I don't know. But I got a burger and I got ice cream. So all in all, complete win for a day, for yesterday. Very Christmassy this weekend with the lights on Friday night, the Christmas show yesterday. And today, nothing special except talking Christmas sitcoms with you. So that's it. I am done. I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Mastodon.social at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook. It's Fans Not Experts. And the website is fansnotexperts.com. And I'm also on Blue Sky if you're on there, Mikey-C. Or if you search Geek Mentality, I think you'll find it there too. And that is it. We are gearing up, folks. We are now, well, as of tomorrow, it'll be 1 week left. Wow, that is wild. Wild and wacky. But I'm looking forward to getting some guests on the show this week. I'm trying to line up and schedule the days and get the shows and the episodes in order. And I am pretty sure we are in a good space and a good place to get that all squared away. So look forward to me with some very special Geek Mentality regulars showing up very soon. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful Sunday, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And there's a new girl in town. I had to say it one more last time. Here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.